Using his natural talents and training to go the distance and beat all the other contestants until he finally faced the mysterious masked man. But this final opponent revealed himself to be none other than Tango, who had defeated the other opponents aided by Ghosty's mask, which enhanced his fighting abilities an extraordinary amount. Now, the two brothers face each other. Who will be the victor?
Tango? How could this be? No!
Are you ready to die, brother?
There's no way you could have beaten the others.
Think you're the only one who's got what it takes. Think again. Yeah.
Must be some kind of a practical joke.
We'll see who has the last laugh.
So, it's come down to this, huh? Brother versus brother.
Sounds epic, doesn't it? Like a sign of Qiyama.
I'll show you Qiyama.
I'm gonna beat you like you stole something.
Okay. This has got to be some kind of nightmare.
Nightmare? How long did you think you could push me around, put me down, and make fun of me? And I wouldn't have my sweet revenge? Nay, this is no nightmare. This is a dream. My dream come true. Never respected me, but now I'll teach you to fear me. If I'm a monster, Tango, no!
Tango?
It's because you made me one!
Against all odds, the winner of the Biscuit Foo tournament is Tango!
Oh dear.
You got pretty badly beaten up, but you're gonna recover with a bit of rest.
How on earth did you lose to a little pipsqueak like Tango?
I don't know. All of a sudden, he was fighting like he had all the skills of Imam Ali or something.
Lion-like. I would definitely describe him like a lion in the ring.
Thanks.
No, I'm sorry. I forgot your ego was on life support.
I'm a failure. I don't even know what to believe anymore.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
How are you feeling, Cherry?
Gee, I don't know. I feel like I just got beaten the bleep powder. How about you?
I think we should give them some room.
Sure.
Well, I have something I need to tell you.
Ghosty explained to Cherry how she had invented the mask to enhance the fighting skills of whoever wears it, and how Tango had simply used the mask, not his natural talent, to defeat Cherry and win the tournament.
I don't believe it. You cheated?
Well, technically there's nothing in the rule books that says anything against using mega masks.
Dude, this is awful! I can't believe you'd do such a thing.
I felt bad for Tango being so weak. I wanted him to believe in himself. I didn't know he'd go this far.
Ghosty, don't you know that power corrupts? And that knowledge is power?
Sounds like a good argument to stay out of school.
I had the opportunity to win the tournament. God gave me the natural talent and ability to progress. But you snatched it away from me. I'll never forgive you for this. Wazza wazza.
Look, Uncle Saffron, I won.
You won? Yeah. Good for you, Tango.
Bonk.
You don't seem happy.
Tango, don't get me wrong. We are all deeply impressed by your incredible talents. But Islam does not teach us to utterly annihilate our opponents in such a manner. You humiliated your brother.
But it was a competition. I'm supposed to do my best.
Your best? Is it your best to be an aggressor? Is it your best to show enmity to your brother?
Oh.
Teddy was defeated and on the floor. But you still struck him. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, when you have been given the power to vanquish your enemy, pardon him out of thankfulness for having been given the power. But why did you not pardon your brother?
He deserved what he got. He was always mean to me.
Hey, you may think that you are a big, tough man, Tango. But remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, the one who insults a believer is as one who is on the verge of ruin. I want you to think about what you have done and the intentions behind why you did it.
Wazza wazza!
Oh dear, the Wazza Wazza man has stolen some masks. Whatever will happen next, find out next time on Biscuit Foo! Biscuit Tunes!
I forgot your ego was on life support.